Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott, and that's Kim.
All right. Welcome, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Okay, we're good now. Watch our levels, see?
All right.
All right, we're in the backyard today, and there's a dog with us.
Hopefully she behaves and doesn't bark at all the neighbor dogs.
What if she drops a really smelly poop right there and
as
it walks this way?
As it isn't in front of me, it's fine.
All right, fair enough. We
That's
are back.
Normal pooping grounds.
Pooping grounds.
We're in her space now.
That's true. We're a day late here. We were supposed to do a show yesterday. What happened there?
I don't remember.
It was busy.
I just got busy. You were really busy yesterday catching up on weekend stuff.
Yeah, it was hard. And this weekend we did family photos up in the middle of nowhere.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Up in the, was it Uinta National Forest?
Uinta National Forest. We didn't know we were going that high up there, but it was mostly like this awful dirt rock road.
And Taylor made the plans.
She was fine.
No,
she did
I mean,
a good job.
We didn't know where we were going.
Oh, we just followed.
So she planned where
our family photos
would be.
Yeah, and she didn't do the photos, even though she normally does. She had somebody do them who she really likes, and she seemed great.
Yeah, she was great.
And once we got there and realized, oh, okay, this is where it is, it was like, oh, this is really nice. This is
it
pretty. We're going to do this.
Gorgeous.
Do you want to tell the story about Nick and you up there?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
I had to pee in the woods, everyone.
Kim had to pee in the woods.
Because by the time we got there, by the way, it was a good hour to get there, and I didn't realize until about 3/4 of the way there that I needed to pee.
Yeah, you were also in that mode of driving nervously on a rocky road with tons of dirt and dust. You can't see what's around corners. That amps up your stress levels.
Yeah, there were no nuts in this
rocky
road. So
you were going to pee no matter what. Oh, yeah, there were no nuts.
Pee my pants. Yeah. So, yes, I got to go pee in the woods.
Yeah, so she peed in the woods, and that's all we'll say about that.
And Nick was mortified, I think.
Nick was mortified. Well, I'll just tell him the story. This is funny. So Nick, okay, let me say it this way.
So Nick was watching out for me, so he was turned the other direction, but watching out so make sure no one came up this trail I went on.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a trail, but it was close enough to campgrounds that I was like, just keep an eye out for me.
And every boy at some time in their life gets to hear their mom fart. He has not had that opportunity in all 19 years of his life. He hasn't had this chance until now. And because you were laughing, Kim cracks one off in the mountains and Nick is dying.
Nick is laughing his head off at me.
So I think that was an endearing moment. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't think you should be embarrassed about that at all.
It was funny.
I do way worse things. But anyway, we got up there and we posed for a bunch of shots. And the girl says that the guys are usually a huge pain.
Well, the men.
The men are hard for photos, I guess.
They don't seem to know how to just smile for a picture.
And relax and look normal. And
he said she said you did a great job. She's like, wow, I've never had guys just smile whenever I tell them to, not make a weird face.
And you told her you think it's because I'm on camera a lot.
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think when you see yourself a lot. You're not standing in front of a mirror all day, of course.
Yeah, I'm weirdly media trained, even though we're not talking about media here. But I have a.
But it was funny because she's like, "Wow, I usually don't get this good of shots of just the guys. I have to like really work for that."
Nick did a good job
to make them laugh or
and Dylan
smile.
Yeah, and the baby even. We got this great. I can't wait till we get these pictures because we got this great one where he's in between me and you.
Yeah.
And we're kissing him on his big fat cheeks.
And he's like squishing his lips together.
Yeah, and he's grinning for part of that. For the rest of it, I think he's like, "What is going on?
He's
I want to
like,
die.
What are we doing?" Oh, actually, my favorite photo of him will be when Dylan has him up on his shoulders and he licks the top of Dylan's head.
Oh, yeah, that looked pretty good.
Over and over. It was really cute.
Yeah. Although.
He doesn't know how to kiss yet.
No,
so
he just
goes,
to slobber and lick you and doesn't know what else
opens
to do.
His mouth like he's going to just eat you alive.
But his teeth came through.
One
started.
Of them. Yeah.
Oh, one tooth.
Just
yeah.
one
tooth,
tooth came through. Bottom.
Bottom middle?
Well, there is no middle tooth, let's hope.
Like Tom Cruise has one. You ever seen that?
Yes, his bottom middle tooth came out.
Have you seen Tom Cruise's middle tooth?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I won't show you
it's
now then.
It's actually a top one, by the way.
No, but I mean, maybe he matches up with his little bottom one. I don't know how Tom Cruise works. How does he, Tom Cruise, how does he work? All right, we have some emails today.
Awesome.
Shall we read them?
Go for it.
It's a pretty long one. I'll read it anyway. This is from Gabrielle Cohen.
Gabrielle.
What did I say, Gabriel?
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Sorry. It says, hi again. Gabby. I'm catching up on a few months of Skim and listened to the July 1st TMS Skim crossover, which I listened to a while back on the TMS feed, but just decided to listen again. Anyway, when you talked about being the Kool-Aid house, I could totally relate as I was picking up apple juice and Izzy cans for my son's room. What are Izzy cans?
It's a soda.
Have you
had it? It's an Izzy soda. Uh-huh.
Never
had it. It's really good.
Okay.
I think you would like them.
Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, and as he and his friends were off riding their bikes, my son will be 13 next month. And like you said, it helps that we have all the game consoles and lots of great snacks. And we are definitely the house where everybody comes after school and on weekends.
You are definitely the Kool-Aid house, Gabrielle.
She says she calls them the Izzy house.
Oh, cute.
As they can go through a case of Izzy in a week. I buy them even though my son doesn't like fizzy drinks. People tease me because I always make sure I have all the things that the kids like, even if it isn't for my kid. I will also say with all modesty that I have some great talent for gift giving. I listen to people, and when it is time for birthday or Christmas, I always try to get that exact right thing. You do that too.
She's good.
You are good. I'm bad. You are good. I have a bit of a reputation, and my son's friends have definitely benefited from his talent, or this talent. I feel like him and I were separated at birth, except I am not much for cooking. Thanks for bearing your souls. Love, Gabby.
Oh, Gabby, you're awesome.
Maybe she could cook. She just doesn't know it yet.
That's usually the case.
Gabby, who does all the cooking in your house, I wonder?
Yeah.
Is it your husbandito? Is that who does it?
I can totally agree with that. I used to have orange juice in the house every day. For one of Taylor's friends, his name was Storm, and he used to come over,
juice,
and he loved orange juice, and I always had it in my fridge.
He loved orange everything. I think he thought if he drank more orange, he would become more orange.
Like a Noompa Loompa? What like do we do?
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, stop.
That kid's
anyway,
funny.
Anyway, Gabby, that is completely awesome, and I think we might have been separated at birth.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. What's your husband into? Maybe I was separated at birth with
there
him.
There you go.
I wasn't separated
from
anybody.
It's like another universe over there.
I just wanted
it's
to be separate
cool.
at birth. And then separate all the
separate
time.
Separate at.
Rainer, Boomer, what are you looking for? Come here. The dogs.
She's just hearing all the dogs in the neighborhood. All
right. She's
everyone's
very good.
Everyone's home from work and their dogs are been put out.
Allergies this time of year. Not used to it.
Do you have them? That's true. Yeah.
Oh.
I've been taking Claritin. Just the regular little tiny Claritins in the morning.
And they work for you?
Yes.
I took a Benadryl before bed and it totally worked on the allergies and knocked me out.
And knocked you out. That's good.
That thing's like drugs for me.
It is
I
drugs.
I guess it is drugs.
It's like drugs. I
mean,
drink
not,
this stuff like water.
Yeah, but they're not like category four, whatever. What are they called? What are they called?
I don't
Section
know, but
one.
It's not a hurricane.
Category. Oh, they have
I don't
a, there's
know.
There's a word. Dan would know this, and he's going to get mad that I don't know it. All right.
That you don't remember what he told you?
This is from he says, just hope this is correct. This is the correct email to be sending this type of question. Absolutely it is. I'm seeking some advice from both of you. I'm getting married in a few weeks, and I am incredibly nervous. I know I'm making the right decision in the woman that I am marrying, That's not my worry. My nervousness comes from I don't like being the center of attention and hate being in front of large groups of people. It's a really bad phobia of mine.
I'm worried I completely understand.
Oh, yeah, you're totally, that's totally you.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'll get up in front of everyone and faint or pass out or stumble over my words or just make a fool out of myself. This anxiety just won't go away, and I'm starting to dread the day the more I look forward to it. Do you either of you have similar anxieties? Any tips to help me look forward to this day rather than dreading it? I can't shake these anxieties, and I'm fearful of how they'll impact me the day of. Any advice or stories you have for me would be great. Thanks. P.S. I would like to remain anonymous. Oh, I'll go and beep it. I'll beep it in post. See, now okay. we're not live, so this is easy.
That was not cool.
I'll beep it. Oh, I'm gonna make a mark here.
First of all, I would have to say I appreciate the fact that he understands that it's anxiety.
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
No, to admit that you kind of are dealing with it is huge.
But to know that that's what is making you feel that way.
Yeah. Also,
but yes, Scott has dealt with anxiety.
Oh, big time. And I was terrified on my wedding day. So let's talk specifically about weddings. You weren't nervous about the wedding because for some reason you're cool with that. I was terrified. And I almost...
But what was it? What is it that you're terrified of is what I'm curious about. Well, because obviously it's before, not the person.
Did we talk here before how I bailed right before?
Yes, I think... Well, did we talk about that?
I don't remember.
Scott bailed.
Not the
about,
wedding
day. No,
about
it was ahead. It was a few months before.
Yeah.
And he called me up and said, I don't know about this. And I said, but know about what? We're engaged. I have a ring. I'm at college. And... I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know if marriage is for me. I don't know if it's the thing I should be doing.
I feel
like I might just be one of those people that just doesn't ever get married.
What a potato.
And I said, okay.
Did you just go, what a potato? What am I doing
no,
with him?
No, actually, don't you remember what I said?
You said, okay, let me know when you grow up or whatever.
I said, call me when you're serious.
Yeah, and hung up on me.
Hung up on him.
She didn't cry. She didn't get upset. She didn't do any of those things that I expected her to do. And it was the reason that we ended up getting married for real was because of that night. Because she showed me.
Yep. I took off the ring.
I couldn't be the turd.
I went on a date.
Yep, she went on a date that
night. And 24 hours later, after this all happened, Scott called me back and said, I'm an idiot.
I was an idiot. I'd screwed it up.
And that's fine. I knew he was coming back, and it wasn't a serious date I was going on. I was more to prove a point. Yeah. I went out with some friends and went, well, I'm definitely not going to sit around moping about this.
I mean, I felt bad because, I don't know, it was a formative moment because it was like, oh, that's the reason you need to marry her. Like, all the other reasons are good, too, but this one thing where she doesn't fall apart because I'm being a puss was a huge thing.
And it doesn't sound like he is doing that.
No, he's not doing that.
He's accepted that this is what it is. I understand not wanting to be the center of attention. I completely understand
that. Kim doesn't do public speaking.
Don't do it at all.
No. If public speaking was, hey, I've made food for 800 of you,
she'd do that. If you wanted me to explain my recipe in front of a lot of people, no problem. I could show you right there how to do it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with my feeling of what I'm comfortable talking about. Because if I don't understand it or I don't know the subject really well, I wouldn't feel that way.
Now, here's the part I totally relate to, because I think he's got a little bit of you and a little bit of me going on here.
Mm-hmm.
The one other part of me that you got is I hate being the center of attention. Now, before you laugh at that and go, where do you have so many podcasts where you're the center of attention?
I don't think that.
I'm not saying you do.
Oh.
I'm saying listeners.
I was like, listeners, not me.
I think it's a valid question, and I don't know what the difference is, but I don't like the attention. I like to make things. I like to create things. I like people to like the things I create. That's all true.
They all go viral. They all get big. You like all of that
about it. I like
that,
but I don't actually like the attention. It's weird.
When you're in front of people. Like when you get somewhere, like a fan event.
I get uncomfortable if I get compliments. Someone's like, oh, I love your thing. I love your deal. I love what. I just kind of go, oh, no, you don't.
No, you really don't do that. You say thank you. You're
I do,
polite
I'm
about
nice,
it. But in
I'm
your
saying,
own head, you're
in my own head, I feel weird about it. And I always have. That's the thing since I was a kid. So I think he's feeling a little bit of that combined with actual stage fright.
And know that the part that you have to be standing up there for, which is the actual marriage.
The ceremony bit.
The ceremony is so short.
Well, not only that, here's what
compared
I think,
to the rest of your
here's
day.
What I wish I could tell myself then. This is not for anyone else. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's really for you and the girl. You and your your wife, sweet your little fiance, and everybody else can go F off and jump up a tree.
it's like they always tell you, you know, look at the whole audience lives if they're naked. I don't even want to do that. I just feel like if you could just pretend that it's just the two of you up there, and whatever you need to say, you're saying to her, not to everyone.
Yeah, and let that stuff just wash over you. It's like, go and just don't, who cares what they expect? Like, you guys are the ones who are in love, that are starting this big adventure together. Like, try the best you can. It's not going to be easy, because I know how this feels. I know how he feels.
Yes.
But try to just go in there and not give an F. Or give a few less Fs than you usually do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, all that matters
is that
you got
everything that happened was for you.
Forget about what your parents say or anyone else. This isn't their day anyway. They think it is. And truthfully, we spend way too much money to impress everybody else, and we should save it and just put it on a house. But whatever kind of wedding you're having, just go in and go, this is for us, this is for me. Y'all are nice, but it's not why I'm here.
She's the only one that needs to hear what you have to say.
Yep. Just pretend the rest of them aren't there.
That's exciting, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. I think you're going to do fine. I hope she knows how thoughtful you're being.
How stressed out you are.
Yeah. You're a complete stress bag. Hope she knows. All right, we got another one here. Oh, this is funny. Gabby again. This is funny.
Okay.
Sometimers/Skim. She says, well, I was listening to Skim from a few episodes ago, and I heard the email being read by Scott that I had sent a while back, and was almost the same as the one I sent out earlier today. She goes, oh, getting old is so fun with all the summertime, sometimers and whatnot. What does that mean, sometimers? I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure.
Love the show, though, from Gabby.
She's only listening to you sometimes.
Oh, because she's just catching up and stuff.
She's catching up.
Don't worry about it. We'll take any feedback, no matter if you
did
it already or not.
And thank you for the emails, Gabby.
Yeah.
You did. And the guy getting married.
And the guy getting married. Can't say his name. I got to remember to go back and bleep it. He's going to do great, though.
That was really funny. Hey, this is from.
And you should. He's probably like a week away from the wedding now, compared based on that date.
Yeah.
So
within a few weeks, yeah.
If you are, if you got there to the finish line, let us know how it went.
Yes, and hopefully this made it in time.
Yeah.
We answered your question in time.
And I hope you're at like a really cool, what's that called? Honeymoon.
What's that called?
Forgot for a second.
Oh, I love it.
We had a nice one. We went to a lake cabin. Nobody was
there.
When
you say things like that, I always laugh at the kids and go, 27 years.
It really has been a long time.
Yeah. But it's been great.
We should start seeing
other
people.
It's super fun. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I hope that's obvious to everybody listening. I'd be hosed without Kim. See, now the dog's chilling. Look at her.
She's just checking it all out.
She's just chilling out. Looking at flies.
So, did you like my dinner I made tonight?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about, for our foodie discussion today.
I made two really great meals so far this week, and it's only Tuesday.
Wow.
Nice.
What did we have? Wait, what was it?
I made grilled cheese last night.
Oh, that was so good.
But I went to the store, and I got thin sliced by the bakery.
Yeah, that wasn't Velveeta or something.
No. I'm
that
not talking about
else.
The cheese. I'm talking about the bread. I got sourdough.
Well, even the bread was really good.
So, I got sourdough, and then I bought a spicy habanero sharp cheddar. And then I had another
sharp cheddar.
Sharp.
Oh.
Like sharps, like when you pinch your nose and say sharps. You used to do that to the kids.
The weird thing
anyway,
you used to do.
And then I put a really good Swiss and I put a smoked mozzarella.
It was really good.
It was like four cheeses.
It was
and then I did
marbled
a,
in. The
yeah,
cheese, like,
I did
a
thin
a
slice
way.
Of just a really good bourbon ham.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was really good, and the bread was perfect.
I made that for dinner last night with a salad, and then tonight I made the stir-fried noodles with...
And they're big fat noodles, like yakisoba noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So just stir-fried up with some hoisin sauce and some special sauce on there. And
some ground beef.
Vegetables.
Unless you're Carter, and then she just had the veggie version.
But I did the snow peas, the flat ones, and then I did shredded cabbage.
Yeah, it was very good.
And shallots. It was yum.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing pretty good this week.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Back in my foodie mood.
Yeah, you're in a foodie mood. Looking at that Pinterest, getting those ideas.
I know.
did you want to say anything about, what was it?
My jambalaya I made last week?
No, that's still good.
The massive amounts of jambalaya. I had a soup swap.
There's a giant bag in the fridge.
Yeah, so.
It's dangerous.
We had a soup swap, which was really fun. I recommend it if you like to cook. find your friends that also like to cook and do a soup swap for the fall. Because
now that's when you each spoonful you put in your mouth and then you spit it in the mouth of the person next to you.
Sick.
Isn't that what they do?
Ugh.
I don't know.
It was fun, though. Everybody brought a full serving, a dinner's worth of soup, their favorite thing, to give each of the friends. There was only three of us, so you had to just make two containers.
It was really good. That
It was a tomato gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Mm.
That was really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Hillary made a sweet potato ginger soup, which I'm having tomorrow.
I don't like ginger.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't trust
gingers. Love ginger.
Oh, wait. I don't like ginger flavor. Actually, it depends on the ginger. Like ginger, those ginger chew things that you bought? You know what I mean? The little lemony ones.
You might like it then.
Oh.
You very well might.
Okay, because I don't
like it. So we're having it for lunch tomorrow.
I don't like the kind that's like.
It's super exciting. So I made this massive container, my big pot of jambalaya. It was like a triple batch.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was good, and everybody got some, and
there's a big old a Ziploc bag of it in the fridge.
It's double bag.
I feel like I was going to drop that.
It's double bag for that very reason.
I was nervous, but it was really good. And that's the funny thing about your jambalaya. It tastes good no matter how long it's been sitting.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
We did just eat dinner.
We did. I'm a little full right now. But it was very good, and I'm still sticking to my... Let's see.
It's 7 o'clock.
It's after just 10 after 7. That means I'm done eating. No more food tonight. Can't cheat.
No cheating on your diet.
Nope.
And your intermittent fasting.
I can't tell if it's working yet. I lost a bunch of weight up front, like a 10 pounds or something. And then
I think
it
you
just
have to change
leveled.
What you're eating for those 8 hours.
You mean I can't have 2 Rice Krispie squares, a Dr. Pepper, and a...
Even though you just ate one?
That's what I mean. I just did today.
Yeah. You have to probably... That's probably going to be the next step of losing.
I had one of your fancy root beers. Old jambalaya.
Special reserve root beers.
Good jambalaya, but... You know.
Well, hopefully it wasn't too old.
No. It's still good. It's really good. And then I had a Rice Krispie...
Rice Krispie
Square. I can't talk tonight. I had that for dessert tonight, and I don't feel too bad about it.
Well, I think if you change that, all the little extras, and eat just 3 meals during that 8 hours.
Is it weird that just talking about it makes me want to eat more?
No.
Is that bad?
No more tonight.
Okay. I'm not going to eat.
You got this.
All right. I'll do my best.
Yeah, it's going well.
Here's a fun thing. We're going to be working on the Kickstarter video for my card game.
Yes. Taylor's excited about that.
Yep. Taylor's going to film it. Because she's really good at that stuff. And we're going to have actual, you know, us playing it. We have a real deck to play with. And doing some tweaking on the packaging and a few things. But for the most part, it's pretty much ready.
Very
and
exciting.
I'm super stoked. We're going to do a Kickstarter and get people in on that thing early and do a quick one. It'd be like a 15-day, like a half a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can do a before Christmas thing.
Really get those things shipping out.
Yep.
That's cool.
So that'll be cool. Something to look forward to and watch. And it's fun, right? You like that game.
I haven't played it yet.
Well, you played 99, so you know the basic rules.
Yes,
you haven't played that one?
No.
How have you not played yet?
Because every time you guys play, it's usually when I'm
busy.
Oh,
we were going to take it out of town for our anniversary, and I forgot.
And we didn't. Yeah. That's why.
For our hot anniversary, we were playing a card game. Hubba hubba. What are you looking at, dog?
He's watching the birds.
You say he?
She's watching the birds. I do that with the cat and the dog.
She's watching the birds. Later, she'll watch Psycho. Anyway, I can't think of anything else. Anything
That's
else
everything.
Going on?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, send us more emails. You can find the link over there at frogpants.com/skim. And you can support us on the Patreon for Frog Pants at patreon.com/frogpants. Some new cool stuff coming there soon, so keep your eye on that.
Awesome.
Yeah, and there was something else I was going to bring up. Can't think of it.
Well, think of it next time.
Yeah. Oh, I know. finding out that there are, 48 made-for-TV Christmas movies coming to the Hallmark Channel before the end
Hallmark
of the year.
Hallmark movies.
So we got to get back on that train.
They are doing a lot of them in Utah, I heard.
Yeah.
They're filming a lot.
They like to film here, that stuff.
Makes sense.
I think we've gotten better about the tax breaks because we lost a bunch of it. For a long time in the early 90s, this was the place to come.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're doing Westerns and stuff, you go down south, it's like Utah's the best for
and
that.
And Hallmark's all up in the in the canyons at these big, beautiful homes covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that.
We do have that. So what happened, though, is the reason people left Utah and started going somewhere else is because Vancouver, or no, not Vancouver.
Wasn't Atlanta one of them?
Atlanta's the other one. Mm-hmm. Vancouver and Atlanta are the two big draws because the tax breaks were so good.
Yeah.
So everybody flocked there, and they were like, see ya, Utah, your breaks aren't very good. I think they're supposed to get, they're supposedly a little better now, so it's more attractive for them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it's not just, what was it back in the day?
So maybe I should drive around and go find one of these? Is that what you're saying?
What, one of the filming
yeah.
things? What, and make a face?
Just photobomb it. Well, I'm good at those.
What was that one? Try to be an angel?
Touched by an angel.
Someone came and was an angel. What?
Touched by an angel.
That was filmed here. Yeah. Seventh Heaven. It's like all these kind of weird churchy ones.
Yeah, I haven't watched
not
any
churchy,
of those.
But like, you know, they were like, I don't know, Seventh Heaven and that and Touched by an Angel had religious overtones.
I'm sorry, I don't like the name of that.
Seventh Heaven?
No.
Touched by an Angel?
Yes.
You don't like that one?
Not only the name of it. It just seems weird.
Well, what if you, there's a difference if
I never watched it, so I don't know.
If an angel came and went, ah, oh, you were touched
just
by an angel.
Slapped you?
But then if it was like the California Angels and it was late at night at a party in a hotel, you don't want to be touched by an angel, right?
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
For Scott.
Oh, all right.
His colorful comments.
Oh, look, we went a good half hour. This is a good show that we did.
Awesome.
Thank you all for listening. Send us your feedback. Come on back next week for more.
We'll try to be on time.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be live next time or one of these. The nice thing about this is we can just kind of fit it in where we need to because we have very busy family lives, and sometimes that's how it goes.
Yep.
But we'll always be here.
Thanks,
everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.